Hello, and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today, we're doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope that you have your copy so you can follow along. Today, we are in Chapter 1, Section 7, The Flowering of Human Consciousness, A New Heaven and a New Earth. My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I am here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
All right, A New Heaven and a New Earth. The inspiration for the title of this book came from a Bible prophecy that seems more applicable now than at any other time in human history. It occurs in both the Old and the New Testament and speaks of the collapse of the existing world order and the arising of a new heaven and a new earth. We need to understand here that heaven is not a location, but refers to the inner realm of consciousness. This is the esoteric meaning of the word, and this is also its meaning in the teachings of Jesus.
Earth, on the other hand, is the outer manifestation in form, which is always a reflection of the inner. Collective human consciousness and life on our planet are intrinsically connected. A new heaven is the emergence of a transformed state of human consciousness, and a new earth is its reflection in the physical realm. Since human life and human consciousness are intrinsically one with the life on the planet, as the old consciousness dissolves, there are bound to be synchronistic, geographic, and climatic natural upheavals in many parts of the planet, some of which we are already witnessing now.
Where he says we're already witnessing upheavals in many parts of the planet now. This book was written, well, let's say it was copywritten in 2005, which means it was written before that, either 2003 or 2004. And it's interesting because it seems like there's a lot more happening in terms of geographical changes now than there were in 2004 and 2005. It seems to me that there's earthquakes happening, there's floods happening, there's volcanoes erupting, and a lot seems to be happening in this last year. So it's interesting that he talks about heaven on earth being a form of consciousness, a collective human consciousness. And when you think about falling in love, and I'm thinking about Dr. Bruce Lipton here, where he shares about the honeymoon. When you're first falling in love with someone, you're on a honeymoon, and everything seems like you are in heaven on earth. That's consciousness. Why are you in heaven on earth when you're falling in love? Everything's magical. The music is great. The food tastes better. Everything is wonderful when you're in that state of falling in love. The question is why? The reason Dr. Bruce Lipton points out is because you are being very, very present in the moment. You're operating from your creative conscious mind. And that is what Eckhart Tolle is talking about here in the book. And that's how we get to heaven on earth. We become very, very present and we operate from the creative conscious mind. And then we are in heaven on earth.
Exactly. I love that. And I love falling in love.
For sure. For sure. And then in his book, he goes on to say, well, why doesn't the honeymoon last? And that's because we fall out of presence. We start thinking about, oh my gosh, I've got to pay the bills, or I've got to go to work. And we start operating from the subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind gets programmed from the time we're 0 to we're 8. Who knows what's in there? But it's not being present. It's operating from that place where we got programmed when we can't even know what we were programmed with.
Right. You like lose sight of everything. That's like important.
Yeah. So our goal, our mission, if we choose to accept it here, is to stay present in the moment at all times, or strive to stay present in the moment, to catch ourselves when we're falling into old behavior or old habits, or we're operating out of the subconscious mind. Well, what else can we do to stay conscious, to stay present in the moment, to be here and now? I remember you sharing one time, Gilda, about a bracelet that you have.
Oh, yeah. I have a rubber band on my wrist, but it looks like a bracelet.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I like snap it, and then it like, it doesn't like hurt, but you can like, there's a sensation there, and it just kind of reminds me like, oh, okay. Like I start feeling that, and I'm like, oh yeah, there's feeling in my hand. And I start like going to like my arm, like, oh, I feel like my arm, like the tingling sensation. And I just like move all the way down my body, like to my legs. And then I move it all the way up to the other side of like my arm and like my other leg. And then I move it all the way up to like my head. And it's just like basically just present. But I'm doing it like with the inner body.
Nice.
Yeah. The rubber band is just like a little tool. It like snaps me into shape, if you will.
Right. It brings you back 100% present in the moment. That's an excellent tool. It's an excellent tool. And I know for me, if I catch myself, and sometimes it's hard to catch yourself when you're not present because you're operating on automated mode. You know, it's like automatically things. Like sometimes you can drive to work and not remember how you got there.
Yeah,
because right, your subconscious mind drove you.
Yes.
And so at that time, you're not present. You're out there somewhere. You're, you know, your subconscious mind is doing the driving, but your creative conscious mind is off on a million different things. When you get present and bring that awareness back, one of the things that I like to do is deep breathing. For me, that helps me get very, I call it centered. I get centered when I take a few deep, I just need three. I need three deep breaths. When I take three deep breaths, I get back to my center. I get calm. I get present. And if I'm feeling any discord in my energy field, I put all my attention on it until it transmutes, and it transmutes it with deep breathing. And once I've done that, I'm back to present moment awareness and peace of mind.
Love that.
Yeah. So there's a couple great tools that you all can use. And, you know, if you'd like to share the tools that you use to help you become present in the moment, it would be great. We have a Facebook group. You'll have the access to the group. We mention it at the end of this recording. And you can join our Facebook group and share your tools that you use to bring yourself present. And then if you'd like, you let us know. If you'd like to give you credit, we can give you credit on the next podcast that we do. We can speak to different ways to help you stay present or to bring you back into the present moment. So let us know if you'd like us to go ahead and give you credit, or if you'd like to share your tools, we'd love to hear about it. And you can share that in the Facebook group, and then we can do an episode of this, of the tools on our podcast. And that will help to raise the consciousness for everybody that tunes in. And that's the goal, right, Gilda?
Yeah, no, I would love that, because I like to learn new ways to be present. So that would be cool to like get new
Yeah.
ideas and share with each other.
Yeah, it would. It'd be wonderful. So we look forward to that. And that is the end of this very short section. So that's the end of chapter one, in fact. We're going to be moving on to chapter two in our next section. So stay tuned and we'll see you next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to WainwrightGlobal.com/go/support.